up his mat and be here and his when he picked up the mat. So good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California. I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just bless your name. We praise your name. We glorify you. We celebrate you. We honor you. We thank you for allowing us to see another day that you have made, oh God, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, oh God, because you are all of that and more. We thank you that you are the Alpha, that you are the Omega. We thank you that you are our beginning and you are our end. We thank you that you are our joy, that you are our peace, that you are our healer, that you are our deliverer, that we find hope in you. And we thank you, God, that you gave the vision to Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon to start this, the Master's Call. And we thank you, oh God, that you are empowering and enriching and enhancing lives as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. And I ask right now in the name of Jesus that this call will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, unhindered. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for Artist Life and for the Diaz de Leon family, and I pray that you would continue to allow the products to change lives all around the world, Father, and that the Artist Life Extravaganza 2018 will be like no other, Father. So I ask that your will, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. And so we thank you. We thank you, God, for every single thing that you're doing, that you have done, and that you still will do. And Lord, we will forever give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. And I ask that you would bless the speaker as they will come this morning, that their message will go forth mightily in the name of Jesus, Father. And so again, we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we say, let it be done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So at this time, without further ado, I am going to turn this call over to our hostess with the mostest, Minister Kai. Are you out there this morning?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Kai. Take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call.
Minister Kai, are you there?
I think she muted herself out. Somebody needs to let her know.
Go on, Tiffany. Just carry on, please.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to go ahead and step in. Well, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call on behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. This call started back on October the 25th of...
Minister Tiffany, I don't know what happened, but I am back. The phone just disconnected. I am back, and I will take it from here. Thank you so much.
All is well. Okay. Praise God.
This call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And as you know, this call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we come together to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him. And we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And that Call is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life that bring us together to give us the information that we need to go on improving, enhancing, and changing lives. And as you know, this call is founded on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And today's guest on Motivational Mondays is none other than our very own Minister Brenda. Minister Brenda Terrell speaking this morning, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617 pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 296-417 pound. We know that March 9th through the 11th is going to be the New Artist Life Extravaganza located in Los Angeles, California. So get ready, get ready, get ready, and make sure that you are doing all that you need to do to be prepared for March 9th through 11th. You're going to be energized and moving forward with Artist Life. The topic for the day is the heart of a champion on the New Morning Motivational Call. So now I'm going to get out of the way and bring forth the mouthpiece with the message for this morning. And that person is none other than one of our very own co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts. We know that Dr. P.K. is a woman after God's own heart. She is a woman who is going to bring forth the word clear, unhindered, and uninterrupted. We know that she was a chaplain in the military, that she is the mother of two amazing children who are flourishing according to God's plan. She is an amazing mentor. She is a good friend. I present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Dr. P.K., are you there?
I am here. Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction, and I praise the Lord for your being able to get reconnected here this morning. I thank God for you and Minister Tiffany. I tell you, you are two powerful women of God who have done phenomenal things with your sons. And I am just watching and loving upon them and so looking forward to the day when I can walk up to them with my little piece of paper and say, autograph this and let everybody know you. I'm really one of yours. I'm one of your mamas. So you all, I thank God for you. Thank you for opening up today and working hard like you do. I thank God also today for, thank you, Jesus, for our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and her consistency, and consistency is the key word for 2018. I'm wanting to be more consistent in what I am doing for the kingdom of God. I don't know about you all. I also give honor to whom honor is due when it comes to our elders. I thank God for our seniors who get up in the morning to hear us, but more than that, pray for us throughout the day. I can just envision Mother Josie and Mother Oliver in their rocking chairs praying for their children that they have never met before, just because we have been laid on their hearts to do so. So I thank God for both of them this morning. You all, let's go to the Lord in prayer right quick, like. Oh, holy God, I thank you so much, Lord, for who you are in our lives. I thank and I praise you this morning that you are a righteous, faithful God who remains the same, a never change. I thank you and I give you the glory for indeed I walk this morning in health and wellness, and I decree and declare that we all are going to be all that you would have us to be on this day. And so we give you the glory for all things. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Speak to our hearts today as only you can, Holy God. Amen and amen. TMC family, I thank God for you. You absolutely rock. I tell you, I thank you for sitting in this telecommunication sanctuary each and every morning and then praying, loving, and supporting us from a distance. I am so looking forward to seeing as many as you as I possibly can as soon as I can. I thank God also for those of you who prayed for me on last Monday, because I was really, really struggling with the flu. So much so until my loving, kind, supportive husband jumped out into the deep of the water to rescue us. And I just thank God for Mr. Lester Wallace Patton. Well, what I want to talk to you about this morning is it amazes me how God uses the word on us, the deliverer of the word. You know, when I talked to Minister Brenda back in November time frame about doing a series on spiritual gifts, little did I know that I was going to really be a central focal point of his illustrations in this. So you all, as I was unable to do what I had been assigned to do on last Monday, and my husband, who is the son of two pastoring fathers, his biological was a preacher and a pastor, and then his father who raised him was a preacher and a pastor, and his mother very active in church. And you know what they say about our preaching children. They run from doing what the Lord has called them to do. And so he made a decision a long time ago that he would not pastor. He just wanted to sit and eat the word and maybe do a little something in Sunday school and that sort of thing. So for him to jump out and to do what he did last Monday was phenomenal. And I just thank the Lord because it illustrates the word that we are getting into today, which comes from 1 Corinthians 12:14, as we continue our series on the spiritual gifts. And I'm going to pick up with the 14th verse, you guys, and really through the 31st, but I just want to highlight a couple of scriptures, and then I'm going to talk a little bit, and we're going to close out this morning. Beginning with the 14th verse, it says, I want you to think about how all this makes you more significant, not less. A body isn't just a single part blown up into something huge. It's all the different but similar parts arranged and functioning together. If foot said, I'm not elegant like hand, embellished with rings and polish. I guess I don't belong to this body. Would that make it so? If the ear said, I'm not beautiful like the eye, limpid and expressive, I don't deserve a place on the head. Would you want to remove it from the body? If the body was all eyes, and how could it hear? And if it was all ear, well, how could it smell? As it is, we see that God has carefully, somebody say carefully, placed each part of the body right where he wanted it. My subject for today is the team and me. We have often heard people use the saying, and it's quite popular, there is no I in team. Well, you are absolutely right. Team is spelled T-E-A-M, not T-I-E-A-M or T-I-A-M, but T-E-A-M. Team means that I am a part of something that is much greater than just me. And when you are a part of a team, it is so important to recognize exactly what position you are playing and understand that just because you are in this lane today doesn't mean that that is the lane that you will continue to be in. Because as I am studying the spiritual gifts of the body of Christ, God is showing me that just because he drinks milk from you today, you are a container that he can drink water from on tomorrow. Just because you minister here on the morning master's call does not mean that you cannot minister on the MMC call. Just because you minister here does not mean either that you have the right to minister in both places. However, understanding what position and what gift God is using us on the team where we are is so vitally important for the overall team. Well, you all, in team ministry, we must understand that all of us are about assisting and meeting the needs of the team. Now, were I in church and speaking as the pastor, I would say people will support the church that meets the needs in their lives or touches the needs and lives of their loved ones. Not only must the church meet the needs, but it must also meet the needs when they occur. Well, being that I'm talking to the artist family, and some people are not, I want you to understand it from a church perspective as well as from a business perspective. As I was working on this message, the thing that struggled, that I was really kind of struggling with, was, God, where is the separation? How do I separate church from my business? How is it and why is it that we want to make people use and be what they are all the time in every situation? It doesn't matter where Pastor Vanessa shows up. When she shows up, she shows up. Yes, she wears the gift of prophecy. She is a prophetess. She has been called. She is spiritually gifted and empowered in that. But in every situation she walks into doesn't mean that she walks in foretelling God's word, because sometimes she's not on to do that. We misunderstand the use of the gifts, how they are supposed to be used, once we identify what our gifts are. So what I am saying to you this morning is recognize that you are a part of a team, the team and me. Are we playing basketball today or football, Michael Jordan? Are you deciding that you're going on out and pick up the baseball bat? All of the teams that he played on are in need of his gifting. All of the teams that you are part of are in need of your spiritual gifting. Everywhere I am placed, God wants me there so that I can be used to meet a need. Somebody ought to say, she's talking to me. She's talking to me. We are a part of Artists International because we lifestyle, artist lifestyle, so that we can help meet needs. People call me this week. I'm sick. This man called me. I saw one of your cards down here in Savannah. I need to know if you're still in that RDCT. I said, artist? Yeah, my husband said, artist? Yeah. I said, where did you get this? He says, I got a card down in Savannah in this restaurant. You all haven't been to Savannah, and I don't know when. But guess what? When you drop the seeds and you are playing on the team, the gifts that you have will show up in unexpected places. So you need to know what your gift is. You need to understand how it strengthens the team and how your being there at that particular time is for a purpose, whether it shows up today, tomorrow, or years later. I come today to say to you, on last week, on last Monday, when I got up unable to talk, little did we know that my husband, who has been on the team for the Lord all his little life, Lord Jesus, I saw a picture of him when he was about 3 years old, all dressed up in his suit and his grandmother holding his hand so that he wouldn't run away. They were getting ready to go to church. He has been in church all his life. Church is in him. But in the midst of all of that, understanding when to play full out and knowing that you can do it, and you may not do it exactly the way the next person. No, Lester Wallace Patton is not P.K. Roberts Patton, and neither am I he. But both of us, God used that illustration last week for me. It was specifically for me. I know it was for him as well because he's been talking about it all week. But it was specifically for me to understand that God is shifting me in a place in my giftedness. Thank God for the gifts that I have. Yes, I am an evangelist. Yes, I am a pastor. Yes, I use all, God has used me in all of those different areas. But now that I am connected with Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, how is it that we are to share in this team ministry together? I haven't done team ministry. I hadn't thought about it like that at all. When you come on a team, when you become a part of a team, when God allows your life to be shifted so that your gifting can be revealed, hey, glory to God, we all must recognize that it's going to mean a change. Some of us, well, let me just say it like it really is. Most of us don't do well with change. We like things just the way they are. It is good just being and doing. We have gotten comfortable doing it just the way we do it. But sometimes God pushes us and allows us to see the and feel the push in such a way that we can share that push with others and say and ask you the question, what part of the team are you? The team and me. What part of the team are you playing on today? How are you showing up? Are you really helping the team to meet needs? Are the needs of the team being met because you have shown up to play full out and you are willing to do whatever is necessary, knowing that God had us last Monday. He has proven himself to have had us ever since we have been connected. But now he's saying to us, I want you to move in a different way, TK. You are not the eye that feels the head. Glory to God. It is different. different does not mean bad. It's just different, and it can be absolutely wonderful when we say, yes, Lord, have your way. The team and me. The team and me. Not just I, the team and me. God bless you. Come back and take us away and close us out.
Thank you, Dr. PK, for that word from the Lord. I will be calling you back for the benediction. But first, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the woman of God who came forward with the word this morning. We ask that you continue, Lord, to just touch her body, Father. We ask for the divine healing which can only come from you, because your word says, by his stripes we were healed. That means she is walking in divine health, and we receive that right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you continue to be with our executive president, Reggie Flanagan and Victoria Flanagan, as they are dealing with the homegoing of his brother James. Lord, surround that family with your love. Give them your peace, which passes all understanding. Continue to be with them, Lord. Guard their hearts and mind in this time of bereavement. Just be that ever-present help in their time of need. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep Dr. Vanessa in your care, O Lord. Father, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we ask that you do the exceeding and the abundant according to the power that worketh in her. Lord, we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around artist's life, O Heavenly Father. Father God, you know what your desire for this company is, Father. Allow us to all fall in line to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for artist's life and for our lives individually. Lord, we call it done in the matchless and majestic name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we say amen, amen, and amen. So if you want to listen to today's call, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and today is Inspirational Mondays, and the teacher today will be none other than our very own Minister Brenda Terrell, and the topic for today is the heart of a champion, and you can dial into that immediately following this call at 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. You know, get ready, get ready, get ready for the Artist Life Extravaganza, March 9th through the 11th at the Sheraton Gateway, Los Angeles, California. You can check your back offices for more information. If you need more information as the fast continues, you can check our website, www.themasterscall.net, and that information is there for you. Dr. PK, will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you so much. God bless each and every one of you. As we close out today, I close out with the scripture, the last two scriptures of what I was reading on in 2 Chronicles 12:25-26. The way God designed our bodies is a model for understanding our lives together as a church. Every part dependent on every other part. The parts we mention and the parts we don't. The parts we see and the parts we don't. If one part hurts, every other part is involved in the hurt and in the healing. If one part flourishes, every other part enters into the exuberance. You are Christ's body. That's who you are. You must never forget it. Father, help us to remember who we are in you and a part of this team. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life today, my friends. Bye-bye.